Black screen, blue writing. The notification scrolled across Connor's vision.
Greetings. Welcome to the land of the Lessermen. You have arrived in the nick of time. War looms, its dire thunderheads crowding our once glorious sky. This land needs a strong hand such as yours. 100 must battle for victory, and at the end, there can be only one.
Connor's scream died in his throat. His closed eyes snapped open.
What the?
To give you time to establish your strongholds and organize your defenses, you are granted a 30-day amnesty. During that time, other combatants may not attack you, nor may they attack any settlement you establish, nor any outposts. For the same reason, if you attack any other combatant, your amnesty ceases. Should your stronghold progress above level 10, your amnesty ceases.
The street smelled weird, like nature weird, not the filth of London backstreets weird. It stank of earth, mushrooms, but above all, grass. It reeked of grass, and not the fun kind. He reached down, expecting to feel crumpled metal, dreading what else. The car had been out of control, skidding toward him, slamming into his drunken body, pinning him against a sodden brick wall. He'd expected to die. He wondered why he saw nothing but the black screen. Maybe he had died.
You have been settled in the area called Devon, in the northeast quadrant of the land of the Lessermen. It is currently passing through an age known as Legendary. The selection system in place is K12E7. Found your stronghold, become a powerful lord.
Legendary? That isn't a time period. Connor tried to open his eyes, but the notifications overrode his sight. That, or he'd gone blind.
Your primary motivator is to survive one day by any means possible.
The words shrank to a small, blue blip that blinked before vanishing. His sight returned instantly, startling him. A blue sky shrouded all, the burnished rays of morning sun coloring one side of it in a spray of gold. If it was the same as Earth's sun, Connor faced north.
The hell?
He was naked, butt naked, and stood in long grass at the base of a wide valley that faced fierce-looking mountains.
Where am I?
Certainly not Devon. He'd been to Devon, the UK one, not the one in Pennsylvania. Though as far as he knew, neither had mountains like that this close. Behind him, a gentle escarpment rose, its top dotted with a line of trees. To the mountains or the trees? His gamer instincts took over. Or should I just call for help? Phone? Where's my bloody phone? And clothes, for that matter.
Connor thrust the whys and wherefores to the back of his mind. He was exposed, weak, and vulnerable. Probably level 1, certainly feeble.
He needed the basics, clothes and weapons first, food, water, and shelter second. Then he could think about it, search for reasons. Coma? Could he be in a coma?
Screw you.
He glared at the sky, giving whomever the finger for ruining his night. The long grass stretched for miles up and down the valley, rising to the east and turning from plains to downs, widening to the west before it was swallowed by a mountainous head. A bird circled overhead. Its wide wingspan hinted that it ate larger prey than worms and grubs. Connor shrank into the grass. In a half-lope, he ran north. If he survived the next few hours, or even the full day, he'd rather have the mountains behind him than be surrounded on all sides. The bird continued circling. Connor poked his head above the tall grass, risking another look, and spied a small rocky outcrop a couple of hundred yards away. He darted towards it, aware, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the bird would swoop. His heart pumped in time with his legs. Fear gripped him, nervous terror, impending doom. A black silhouette, the bird glided along the horizon in line with the rising sun. That spelled trouble. Willing the rocks closer, he ducked as the shadow raced towards him. He rolled to one side, out of options, waiting for the bird's talons to tear him apart. It banked, adjusting its aim, its vicious claws now headed straight for him.